It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Monroe Arts Center celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. It's marking the occasion with a new exhibit that explores the history of its own buildings. That includes a building from 1869, which originally served as a Methodist church in the Greene County community.
The center is a hub for arts in the southern Wisconsin area, with art exhibits and live performances. And in recent months, the center has expanded its art workshops for kids and adults, along with its educational programming.
The Arts Center's director joins us now for a look at the role the organization plays in the community. Marie Perry is executive director of the Monroe Arts Center. Marie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start with this 50th anniversary exhibit, looking at the buildings that the Arts Center uses, and they look pretty cool. Can you tell us a little bit about why they're important to the history of Monroe?
Absolutely. So one of the most fascinating things about how Monroe Arts Center developed is really from the community. In 1974, we had the old Methodist church that was going to be razed here and now is the central performing arts center for the Arts Center here. And the way that came about was a grassroots effort led by Peg Stiles to buy the building, renovate the building, and make that a center for the arts in Monroe. And she did that very, very effectively. And as we say, you know, it's become a center hub for our community for the last 50 years as a result of her passion.
And do I have this right? The original Methodist church was built in 1869?
Yes, and it is a beautiful structure. We just finished getting a RESA grant from the community here that is going to enable us to keep the roof in good shape, do some repainting inside, and refurbish the front doors, which, you know, is a beautiful, beautiful symbol of that building architecturally.
Well, talk us through the exhibit now. What are we going to see in the history of not just the church, but the whole, I guess, campus of the Monroe Arts Center?
One of the most fascinating things for me, my background is in visual resources and archives, and also as a children's writer and illustrator and artist. And, you know, so when you're coming into an art center and looking at their archives, their records, and trying to plan a show like this, you want to have a sense of the community that built it, what this arts center stands for. We went through newspaper clippings. You will see, you know, from the early stages, the first board of directors that formed, Peg Stiles' first leader as being a director of the Arts Center. You will see the rose window that we have as our logo being pulled out and refurbished and put back in with renovations with the church initially. And it goes and goes and goes until you get into 2019 when they opened, through Colony Brands' efforts and many other donors' efforts, an entire new addition to the building, very contemporary addition, but it allows for us to have expanded, gorgeous gallery space in our Marani and Wellington Gallery.
Now, that's some of the history. I want to turn to the present day now. And I have to admit, Marie, when I think of an art center or museum or gallery, I think, well, that's a place I go and I look at some art and then I leave. And it seems like there's a lot more going on there to bring the community in and do a lot of interesting, cool community stuff. Can you talk about that basic attitude? Yes, there is art on exhibit, but there's a lot more.
Absolutely. So we really want the community to be in our space. If that means that you're coming in to see a free gallery show and absorb what we are seeing regionally or even nationally from artists, we welcome you from Tuesday through Saturday during our hours. It's a rainy day, it's a nice day, you wanted to go downtown, you want to spend an hour up here, that's definitely an option. But we're also a center for the performing arts. So currently during the summer, we have our summer series, which are free concerts on the lawn on Wednesdays. And then as we get back into our next season, which runs about 9 months, we open in September, we are doing everything imaginable on our main stage. We are so excited to have our season opener. We will be welcoming Joseph Huber, who is a Milwaukee artist, to our stage on September 13th. And usually then once a month after that, we have a main stage act. So those are offering great opportunities as well as family and kids series that we offer on Saturday mornings, so that we're really engaging with every generation. And if I can say, one of my great missions right now is to make sure the center is a place where people learn about the arts, not only going in and seeing a gallery show, but being able to have a workshop, a youth workshop with an artist, with a performer. We're trying to build a strong youth workshop program here so that kids can start their art experience with MAC.
Yeah, why is that important to you to have this to be a place not just to come and see art, which again, you can do, but a place where people can learn to make art and maybe have fun making art?
Being a children's writer myself and illustrator, you know, I have a big background in education. And honestly, when I think about what it took over my lifetime as an artist to mentor myself, that's every artist's story. And if you don't have somebody from the beginning when you're young, just like if you play sports, right? To get good at something, you've got to start early. Otherwise, you're not even going to know that something that stirs your soul exists. And if we can do that here with different artists and giving different opportunities, whether it's visual arts, it's creative writing, it is music, it is theater, whatever we can come to spoon-fed that initial experience, or offering grant-related experiences in the schools so we can bring a performer into our local school system here so that some of those kids, you know, that's their first taste of live theater. If we can stir the soul that way and make sure that they're aware we have these programs, we have these offerings, it's going to start something that maybe you wouldn't even know you could start. We don't all have to be artists, right? We don't all have to decide that we're gonna do this professionally. But there's a huge place for hobbies. There's a huge place for enjoyment from the arts and being a patron. So MAC is for everybody. We just need to make sure that we have all the right menu options so that we can engage our community.
Marie Perry is with us with the MAC, the Monroe Arts Center, marking their 50th anniversary this year. Marie, what is your vision for the role of the Arts Center as a part of the Monroe community?
Absolutely. Monroe is probably about an hour out of Madison. And so to make the choice to go into Madison to have some of the experiences a larger city can offer in the arts is something that I think we have a place to do here in southern Wisconsin. We have Illinois rural areas that can easily feed into our spaces here. We have rural areas within Greene County. We want to be able to offer something really important in terms of performances, in terms of gallery shows, in terms of education here, so that we can expand art into areas that aren't necessarily accessible for everyone.
I think sometimes people think of arts as something you go to the bigger city to see, right? The big museum or whatever. Why is it important to say, no, art can be anywhere?
I think it's important for art to be anywhere because if we don't make it anywhere, some people don't get the opportunity to experience the arts. If you are from a family that hasn't had a big push, you know, to know about the arts, sometimes schools are the way we can actually encourage those kids to see opportunities that they might not see from their home life. Also, just, you know, when you think about people working like we do these days, making that special effort to get an hour away, to go see an exhibit, to go have a class for your child, it just becomes harder. Accessibility really becomes an issue when we think about building in the travel time, building in the time in our family schedules to make that happen. So if MAC can be here to offer those opportunities and offer really great opportunities, it just expands the arts into every part of Wisconsin.
Marie, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Marie Perry is Executive Director of the MAC, the Monroe Arts Center, marking its 50th anniversary this year.